Hello?
Hello? May I help you?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony Cullen from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, sir?
It would be me.
Okay. All right, sir, and is your home a single-family home or a detached or a townhome, the apartment or condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
It's a detached single-family home.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Okay. All right, sir, can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
1999,
okay. Okay, sir, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
11 or 12.
Okay. 12 years. Okay, sir, and have you or any adults in the household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm or a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3, a Category 4 hurricane, or Category 5?
Well, the hurricane a couple of years ago went through where I live, but it didn't affect my home.
Okay, so it was you didn't experience it, right?
It blew through here, but it didn't do any damage to me.
Okay, so so you could say that none of the above, right?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay. All right, sir, and how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Not too vulnerable, okay. All right, sir, and if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters or board up home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call an insurance company, drive to home of a relative or friend in the area, or would not make any preparations? Your home is already prepared.
I would put up shutters.
Okay, shutters and
I would have some food and water stocked up.
So buy supplies and equipment, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. And when would you begin to prepare, your home for a hurricane? Now, would that be when a hurricane watch is issued, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and you could be secure within a few hours?
The 48-hour window.
48 hours, okay. All right, sir, and considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household will have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Well, I listen to the radio, so I pretty much know what's going on.
So very certain, or just somewhat?
I'd say very certain.
Very certain, okay. All right, sir, and please select your top three sources of information. Would that be internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media, friends and family, or social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
Radio or TV, mostly radio,
TV.
AM radio. I listen to that constantly.
Okay, what about newspapers and print media?
Not so much. Those don't come that quickly.
Or what about your friends and family?
They're on the same page I am.
Okay, so you think that would be a good source of information if something happens like that?
Maybe, I don't know.
Okay, all right. Okay, sir. And, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being, you know, the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from 1 through 5?
3.
Okay, and have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The cost of childcare, transportation costs, loss of income or employment, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, cost of housing, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. So is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay, so neither flood or evacuation zone, right?
It's definitely not in a flood zone. I think this entire city is in an evacuation zone.
So, yes, evacuation zone, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, and do you know what is the letter designation for evacuation zone?
I have no idea.
Because I have A would be all hurricanes, B, Category 3 and above hurricanes, and C, B, advised by authorities, D, advised by authorities, and E, B, advised by authorities.
Well, we'll stick with E.
E, okay. All right, sir, and when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watches issue, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued and hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or a stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or if an emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
48 hours.
Okay, the 48 hours one. Okay. All right, sir, if you needed it to evacuate, where would you go? Would you go to a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, or as far as possible to another state, or you would not live under any circumstances?
There's another state I would go to.
Another state. Okay. Okay. All right, sir, and how many vehicles are available in the house, in your household?
Only one.
Just one vehicle, okay. All right, sir, and what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, if you know it?
It's $2,500.
$2,500, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's see. $2,500, right? All right. All right, sir, how confident are you that you could come up with $2,500, you know, for an unexpected hurricane damage? The first one says, I am certain I could come up with $2,500. I could probably come up with $2,500, or I could probably not come up with $2,500,
I'm certain I could.
Okay. Certainly. Okay, sir. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Would you say decrease significantly over 10%, decrease somewhat 1 to 10%, or remain the same, or increase somewhat 1 to 10%, or increase significantly over 10%?
Increase 1 to 10%.
1 to 10%. What about 1 to 3 years?
I don't remember how much. It's more than it was 3 years ago.
So it'd be increasing significantly over maybe 10%?
Yeah.
And what about 3 to 5 years?
I don't remember. I just pay it.
Okay, what about 5 to 10 years? You think increase or decrease?
I'm sure it's more than it was 5 to 10 years ago.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? You just continue paying higher rate?
Just nothing.
Okay, nothing. All right. All right, sir, if you could insure your property for less than, you know, its replacement value, what is the lowest range, you know, of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100% want to be insured for the full replacement value. 80 to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or would that be less than 60%?
80%.
80? About 80 to less than 100, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and in which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within, the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
I would stay here. I wouldn't move over that.
Okay. All right, so if the reason, in recent years there been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage, to cancel their homeowner insurance policies, would you consider if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no? Or have already dropped my insurance or not applicable?
No, because you have to have liability insurance in case somebody slips and falls on your property and tries to sue you.
Okay. Okay, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would that be federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Government should not be involved.
Should not be involved. Okay. All right, sir, and on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, and, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced from 1 through 5? Remember, 1 is no confidence, 3 is reasonable confidence, and 5 is very high confidence.
I'd give it a 4.
Okay, what about that the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Just like a 1 to 5 on that?
Yes, confidence. How much confidence do you have on that?
I'd give it a 3.
3? What about the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
From what I've seen, they're more cognizant of wind risk than before.
Okay, so what number would you say of confidence from 1 through 5?
5 is best?
Yes, 5 is very high confidence.
I'd give them a 5.
5. Okay, what about the new developments take into account flood risk?
I don't know. I don't worry about flooding where I am. I'm not in a flood zone right now.
So, what number, if we have to give it a number, what number would you say, no confidence or reasonable confidence or
reasonable.
Very high confidence? Reasonable. Okay. And the last one said that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Yes.
How confidence from 1 through 5?
4.
4. Okay. All right, sir. All right, sir. We almost are done with this survey. Okay. I only have I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think your property or finances will be affected? The first one says, yes, I believe it's happening. I will be affected. The second one says, yes, I believe it's happening, but I do not know if I will be affected. Yes, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. And no, I don't believe it's happening, or I don't know if it's happening.
I don't think it's happening.
So do not believe it's happening, right? Okay. All right, sir. Most of Florida's, coastal areas have very low elevation under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Slightly concerned. I live several miles inland.
Okay. All right. And when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Would that be neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, or proximity to job? You can pick three to be the most important to you.
Close to people that I know.
Okay, proximity to other family, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what about the neighborhood?
Neighborhood is important.
Okay, schools? Crime?
I don't have any kids. Crime doesn't seem to be an issue around here.
Okay, well, price?
Price, yeah, I had to be able to afford it.
Okay, all right, we'll pick this three. All right, sir, and how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would that be less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
Long as I live, I'll say more than 20 years.
Okay. All right, sir, and finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished, okay? I really appreciate your time. Could you please tell me your age? Are you from 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or older than 65?
Older than 65.
Okay, and what is your gender?
Male.
Okay, and including yourself, how many people live in your household?
One.
Just one? No kids under 12, right?
No. Nope.
Are 65 and older, just you?
Just me.
Okay. Just one. All right, sir, and what is your marital status? Would that be single, never married, married and live with a partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
Single, never married.
Okay, single, never married. And what is the highest grade of a school completed by an adult member of the household? That be less than high school diploma, high school, some college graduated, or graduate degree?
College graduate.
All right, Serena, are you Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, and what is your... what race groups do you identify yourself with? Okay, white, Caucasian, black, African American, Asian, or Native American?
White.
Okay. All right, sir. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And please tell me which of, is the income range of your household? Would that be under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000 a year?
I own it outright. I don't pay any rent.
Okay, so but you don't have a household range.
Right. I don't have a mortgage on it. I own it out. I sold some stuff and bought it and own it outright.
Oh, okay. So, okay. No problem, sir. All right, sir. With this, were all the questions. I really appreciate your time and help, and you have a great evening. Appreciate your help, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.